Support for KRVS comes from Festival Acadien et Créole Virtual Edition, bringing you live and on-demand performances, an online crafts fair, a virtual race, and more, October 16th through the 18th. Details at festivalsacadien.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. The coronavirus pandemic is spreading rapidly in nearly every U.S. state. It's getting worse in the Midwest and the West. South Dakota has seen a 56% increase in the number of positive virus tests compared to 2 weeks ago. In Montana, infections are up 92% compared to 2 weeks ago. States face a big deadline today. Their COVID-19 vaccine distribution plans are due to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, it's been a sprint to put these together.
The COVID vaccine distribution plans were assigned just 30 days ago. From coast to coast, states have been working hard to pull their plans together to submit to CDC today. Chris Ayersman, Director of Infectious Disease at the Minnesota Department of Health, says it's been hard to make concrete plans with so much uncertainty.
So it's just the framework initially, and we'll have multiple iterations. So we're going to keep adding to it, obviously, as we get more and more information. But right now, we've kind of just built a frame.
Health departments are waiting on key information, such as which vaccines will be okayed by the FDA and how many doses there will be. In the meantime, they're laying groundwork to make it possible for people to start getting shots as soon as a vaccine is authorized. Ping Huang, NPR News.
A government report finds department stores were the most unexpected winners in September's report on U.S. retail sales. The Commerce Department says these rose an unexpected 1.9%. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Retail sales are a key measure of consumer spending, which is the biggest driver of the U.S. economy. And these sales have now climbed for the fifth month in a row, stronger in September than in August or July. People spent more on almost everything except electronics. They went out to restaurants and bars, bought more cars, workout and camping gear. Clothing and department stores got the biggest jump in sales, 11% and almost 10%. Both are still digging out of a historic collapse in the spring. The big question now is about holiday shopping and the end of the year. Economists warn that this spending will be shaped by the divide between stable, higher-income households and those less wealthy ones financially devastated by the pandemic. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Police in Thailand have used water cannon to disperse anti-government protesters. They've been demanding that the military-backed government step down, and they're calling for reform of Thailand's powerful monarchy. Michael Sullivan has more from Bangkok.
Last night, the police stood by and watched as more than 10,000 demonstrators packed the city center to declare they won't stop until Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's government steps down, defying a government decree that morning that prohibits gatherings of more than five people. Tonight was different, the police acting swiftly to break up the demonstration after Prime Minister Prayut said he wasn't going anywhere and warned the protesters to stop.
Michael Sullivan reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 284 points, or 1%. This is NPR. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden each appeared in a town hall event last night. They were held at the same time on different networks. Biden says before Election Day, he'll have an answer to the question of whether he supports adding more justices to the Supreme Court. Trump was asked if he had $400 million in debt, as reported by the New York Times. He did not deny it. A former Chicago police superintendent who was fired by the mayor now faces allegations of sexual assault and harassment. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports a Chicago police officer has filed a lawsuit alleging the abuse occurred over 3 years.
It was last October that Chicago's top cop, now former superintendent Eddie Johnson, was found asleep, slumped over the wheel of his car, and allowed by officers to drive home. That after he was out drinking with police officer Cynthia Donald, who was Johnson's driver. Johnson was fired by Mayor Lori Lightfoot after she said he lied to her about that event. Now in a lawsuit, police officer Donald says Johnson ordered her to be with him that night and that he used his position of power and authority to pressure her into engaging in sexual acts. She also alleges the city exacerbated a hostile work environment and that Johnson conditioned her employment on her submitting to his unwanted advances. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Japanese government officials are close to deciding whether to release contaminated water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear reactor into the ocean. The facility was badly damaged after an earthquake and tsunami in 2011. Environmental groups are opposing this move. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Focus Features and MSNBC Films, presenting The Way I See It, an inside look at Presidents Obama and Reagan through the eyes of White House photographer Pete Souza, tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we invite you to stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, at 3 p.m., stay tuned for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to start off this morning with a number that Ann Cole recorded back in January of 1957. Cole got to supposedly number 3 on the R&B charts that year. The song had been written by Preston Foster. It was not copyrighted when Ann Cole went on a tour of the South along with the Muddy Waters band. The Muddy's band backed her up, and Muddy learned the tune, or at least a good part of it, went back to Chicago and played it for Leonard Chess and claimed authorship of it, which eventually led to a suit. But the first version was done of this tune was done by Ann Cole. Here's Ann Cole with the original, I Got My Mojo Working.
Just because my head faded ball. But with the stuff that I use, I don't need no hair at all. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. But I've been hugged, kissed, and petted till all my hair was rubbed away. When it starts to get winter, my hair gets kind of cold. I try to grow a little hair, but I can't to save my soul. When it comes to getting summer, I get such a pretty tan. You can hear all the women holler, where can I find that clean-head man? Yes, they call me Mr. Clean-head, 'cause I've been bald a long, long time. But I don't need to worry, you get yours, and brother, you know I'll get mine.
Eddie Cleanhead Vincent recorded back in October of 1969. That was, of course, Cleanhead Blues. The ladies didn't rub his head bald. He used a hair straightener one time that contained a lot of lye, and that caused him to lose his hair. A fine alto sax player and also great blues shouter. He was accompanied there by Joe Pass on guitar and Plas Johnson on tenor sax. Plas Johnson, some of you Pink Panther fans might remember his sax playing on that movie. Before we heard Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, we heard Ann Cole, recorded in 1957, doing what was really the original version of Got My Mojo Working. Ann Cole, was said about her that she was a lady ahead of her time, very talented singer. Unfortunately, in the early 60s, she was involved in a very serious car accident, which robbed her of her mobility. Well, we're not through with discussing mojos. We're going to turn next to Johnny Nicholas here on KRVS. He has a brand new disc out called Mistaken Identity. Nicholas has played with Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, also Asleep at the Wheel, a number of blues artists over the years, and does have some roots here in southwest Louisiana. Here's Johnny Nicholas with a number called She Stole My Mojo.
She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She cut my toenails off and put them in a crack. While I lay sleeping, she cast a spell. Put a hoodoo on me and she put it quite well. She killed a chicken and put it in her sack. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. I woke up with my girlfriend not too long ago. She started acting kooky and I tried to let her go. She said, you might leave, but I ain't going away. Then I started feeling funny in a strange kind of way. Felt like my train had gone off the track. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. They say that the third time's supposed to be a charm. Look like with this girl it ought to be a fire alarm. What she wants out of me, I just can't say. She won't let me go, she won't let me stay. Won't let me stay, she won't let me pack. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She cut my toenails off and put them in a crack. While I lay sleeping, she cast a spell. Put a hoodoo on me and she put it quite well. She killed a chicken and put it in a sack.
She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She ain't no beauty queen when she been drinking. Her breath smells like gasoline. She spend a lot of time alone in her little country shack. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. Going down to Louisiana, get me a black cat bone. Try to get this woman to leave me alone. Conjure up some juju for my medication. Maybe that'll be my salvation. My dog won't bark, my duck won't quack. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She stole my mojo and won't give it back. She stole my mojo.
Come on, y'all.
From a brand new disc called Blues Woman, that was Nora Jean Wallace. Nora Jean Wallace with a number called Rag and Bucket. She was preceded by a track from another brand new disc. We heard Johnny Nicholas from his disc Mistaken Identity. Nicholas, having lived in Texas for quite a number of years now in Central Texas, he's got a lot of credits to his name in blues. And he did a number for us called She Stole My Mojo. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Sippy Wallace. We're going to go back to a 1924 recording she did for OK Records. Sippy on vocals with Clarence Williams on piano, Louis Armstrong on cornet, Sidney Bechet on soprano sax. Here is Sippy Wallace, one of the great blues women of the 1920s, with Baby, I Can't Use You No More.
Around till we're through. You're the ring of my heart in two. Love you, yes I do.
From 1990, that was a late Ruth Brown and late Charles Brown. No relation between the two. Ruth, born in Portsmouth, Virginia, and Charles, originally from Texas City, Texas. Tell me who. They were preceded by Sippy Wallace. We heard Sippy Wallace from 1924 with an all-star jazz band backing her up, doing a number called I Can't Use You No More. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to another Sippy Wallace composition. This one, though, done on a brand new disc called Meet Me in the Middle, done by Aaron Harp. Harp is based out of the Boston scene for a while. She was in Washington, D.C., where she learned quite a bit from people like Warner Williams and Cephas and Wiggins and others, a lot of the Piedmont style. She's a fine finger picker, also a good composer. And she's going to do a rendition of the Sippy Wallace classic, Women Be Wise. Again, Aaron Harp, here on KRVS.
In your face, they try to steal your man from you. Women, be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man. Your best friend, she might be a highbrow, changes clothes three times a day. So what do you think she's doing? Doctor, honey, come and investigate your head. Well, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Bye. stick out and try to make him mine. Women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be a fool. Don't advertise your man. And I can't keep it to myself. Man said he loved me, now he's off with somebody else. Grand mama, can you help me? I can't keep a man of my own. She said, girl, aim for the heart, you never go wrong. You can try your best to stay pretty, it might work while you're in your prime. You get jealous of the young ones once your looks start to fade.
Of the heart. Music from Ruthie Foster, this track from her disc Let It Burn. That disc came out in 2011. Ruthie Foster, from originally from Gauz, Texas. Fine Texas blues and gospel diva. Her latest disc is very recent. It's called Live at the Paramount, recorded at the Paramount Theater in Austin, Texas. This disc was recorded at Piety Street Studios in New Orleans. Before we heard Ruthie Foster, we heard Aaron Harp from her brand new disc, Meet Me in the Middle. Again, she works out of the Boston blues scene, and she did a rendition of the old Sippy Wallace tune from the 1920s, Women Be Wise. And we have blues next here on KRVS from Keb Moe. He's been at it since the mid-1990s when he released his first disc on OK Records. It was actually his second release, but the first one with national distribution, and he hit it big with that one, and he's been doing well ever since. Really, really fine, fine guitarist and vocalist and composer. Here is Keb Moe from the disc Blues Americana. This one came out back in 2014. Keb Moe with a number for us called More for Your Money. Keb Moe, you're on KRVS.
When I was a kid, candy was a nickel. I had some roller skates and a red bicycle. It was the land of the brave, home of the free. Some of our jobs jumped over the sea. It was a high price to pay to get more for your money today. And way back then, Daddy had his own business. He was a self-made man, he was independent. But then they opened the store, took up a city block. Whatever you need, you know they got. But it was a high price to pay to get more for your money today. Well, I needed a pot for my washing machine. Picked up the call in the Philippines. I got a Chinese phone and a Japanese car, but the gasoline takes me twice as far. Let's pick it, boys.
Black ghost, will you please stay away from my door? Yeah, you know you worry poor lightning so now. I just can't sleep no more. Dreaming first night. Black ghosts is all poor lightning can see. I go to dreaming first night. Black ghosts is all poor lightning can see. You know that's why I begin to wonder. Why you keeps on worrying me? close to the picture. And the black goes to the shadow too. Whoa, a black goes to the picture. And a black goes to the shadow too. You just can see him, but you can't hear him talk. Ain't nothing else that a black ghost can do.
Texas blues man Lightning Hopkins, Lightning recording for Prestige Records up in New York City back in 1964. Lightning recording for many, many years. Classic sound. We heard Keb Mo just before hearing Lightning Hopkins, Keb from his disc Blues Americana. Again, that came out in 2014. Keb talking about the real cost of getting more for your money. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Sonny Boy Williamson II, real name Alec Miller, often called Rice Miller. It's said that when he was working at KFFA in early 1941, that the King Biscuit Flour Company talked him into to adopting the name Sonny Boy Williamson, which, of course, was used by the original Sonny Boy Williamson that recorded long before Sonny Boy II ever did. But anyway, back then, you could sometimes get away with things like that. Sonny Boy II claimed to be the original Sonny Boy, but he was not. He was great, though. An amazing blues harp player. He could play everything from raucous blues to drown out the noise in a juke joint, or just the most sensitive material. We're going to listen to an example of the latter, a number he recorded back in December of 1951 called Mighty Long Time. It was a solo recording, and there was later a vocal bass dubbed in. The melodic textures of his voice here are just amazing, and his seamless transition from vocal to blues harp and back. It's just indicative of a masterful command of his genre. Sonny Boy Williamson here on KRVS again with Mighty Long Time, recorded back in 1951.
So long, been a mighty, mighty long time. Been so long, a mighty long time. Yes, a mighty long time since I seen that little girl of mine. Yes, it's been so long until I just can't sleep at night. Been so long till I just can't sleep at night. I go to eat my breakfast in the morning and my teeth and tongue begin to fight. Yes, it's been copper have faded on the floor. Been so long, the copper have faded on the floor. If she ever come back to me, I'm not gonna let her leave no more. No more.
He don't mean us man no good. Yeah, that ice man hollin', he don't mean us man no good. Every back door he goes to, he wrecks her neighborhood. Well, I'm gonna take this lady some ice. Get my old man out. And if he ain't, I don't think I wanna go around there. Me and the cold man both might meet. It'll be too bad. There was a time when my baby was sweet and nice. There was a time when my baby was sweet and nice. She threw me down for the man who brings the ice.
Blind Blake, recorded in Richmond, Indiana, back in August of 1929. Blind Blake on guitar and vocals with Iceman Blues. We heard Blind Blake close out the last hour of the Blues Box, and wanted to hear him do a vocal on this one. An amazing ragtime blues guitar stylist. Paramount Records billed him as a piano-style guitarist due to the fact that sometimes it seemed like his thumb was acting totally independent of his fingers. He'd be playing a lot of walking bass and also picking really fine melody on the higher strings. Many years later, people would get a hold of his records. A lot of really good guitarists would get a hold of his records and try and figure out what he was doing. And sometimes the question was, what was he doing? How did he get that sound? We heard Sonny Boy Williamson II just before hearing Blind Blake. Sonny Boy doing a number called Mighty Long Time. Very interesting piece. And we're going to turn next to another Sonny Boy Williamson tune. This one, Sonny Boy recorded himself back in January of 1963, right before going to Europe. We're going to go back to 1967, though, and 1968, and listen to Johnny Winter from his first disc called The Progressive Blues Experiment. Here's Johnny Winter here on KRVS with his rendition of Sonny Boy Williamson's Help Me.
As time keeps ticking, as long as people have to cry, when I see loved ones leaving, singing last goodbyes, I believe these blues are never gonna die. when I see bad things happen to good folks every day. Children going hungry with nothing on their plates. I believe these blues won't ever go away. People try to end their troubles by drinking whiskey down, but I believe these blues will always be around. But I can play my song. I can't tell the future, but I sure enough can play my song. And I believe these blues will go on and on and on.
This from a disc called Kingfish that came out in 2019 on Alligator Records label. It is from a young guy, 20 years old at the time, by the name of Christone Ingram. Fine guitarist. There was Keb Moe also on guitar and a third guitarist on that particular track. And this disc did very, very well for Christone Ingram. We heard Johnny Winter just before hearing Christone. We heard Johnny Winter from 1968 doing a rendition of the Sonny Boy Williamson tune, Help Me. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio, thanks to those of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We have blues for you till 1 o'clock.